We finished up yesterday, Machlokes Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't do Bdikas Chometz after Zmanavisa after Sheish, because if you find it, you might come to eat it. So it's better not to do Bdikas Chometz Bechlal after Zmanavisa. Mashayin Ki Chachomim says you can do Bdikas Chometz through to the evening still. If one goes there, you might come to eat it if you find it. So that was my close to the Mishnah. We got our Yisod in Rabbi Yehuda that whenever you're Osik in something, which is also to eat, you're not actually Osik in that thing because you might come to eat it. So now Gemara can ask a kasha on what we just said to Rabbi Yehuda. Amigos Rabbi Yehuda. If he goes there, he might come to eat it, if he owes it with it. But Tanam, we've got an open steerer here. Tanam. Mishikorva Omer, Yotzi Lumotzin Shukri Yushalayim, Shehem Uleim Kemach Vakoli. We've got a mission that talks about Chodosh, right? You can't eat Chodosh until basically the second day of Pesach, right? And the Mishnah says over here, you go out in Yushalayim, Mamish on Pesach, every Pesach, whatever, you find the shuk's full of Chodosh. That is kemach, the flower of chodosh and the koli, which is the seed part, which they dry. Is to dry it out, to heat it up. They used to put it in an oven to dry it out, and then you grind it afterwards. Okay, shelo baruch and chachomim. And the pshat is why shelo baruch and chachomim? Because how does it become flour? How does it become dried grains? You had to work with it, obviously, and this is. And these are macholos asuros. Chodosh is macholos asuros, and you can't eat it. So you can see you're allowed to use it, right? You have to be osik with it. So that was shelo baruch and chachomim chitana kama. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's baruch and chachomim hoyu osin. Oh, so you see from Rabbi Yehuda says it was baruch and chachomim. For local gods, Rabbi Yehuda dim osin lemeichum inay. So we see open steer. Rabbi Yehuda holds over here allowed to be osik in macholos asuros. I mean, not chodosh might eat it. And however, on the mission of Gabi Chometz of Pesach, we see we are choshish.
What?
Pardon?
Chorus?
What's chorus? No, chodesh not chorus. No, it's a love. You make it. Also, the chometz also only a love until Pesach Mamish comes in at night. It's also a love. Right. So you see, August doing Rabbi Yehuda. You might come to eat it. Omer Rava. So Rava's going to come and answer the steerer. Shiny Chodosh. Mitoch Shlo Etatlo Elayde Kituf. Uzochu. Since you're only allowed to, when you're cutting the Chodosh, the Tvua, you're not allowed to do it with the normal way, with the Kli. You have to do it with your hand. There's a special halacha because the Chodosh has to be the Rashi's Ketzirachim. It has to be the first thing which your coat's there. Right? So you can't coat it before that. So you have to do it with your hand. So they've got a shinui, and that shinui will act as a zecher, so you shouldn't come to eat it. That's the chiddush between. So therefore, by chometz you haven't got the zecher. Mashayin came by chodosh you have the zecher, so you won't come to put it in your mouth to eat it because you've got that zecher. So Omar Abaye, tenech b'shas k'tifo. That's very good b'shas k'tifo when you're plucking out the ground, when you're harvesting it. When you're grinding it and when you're sieving it, ma'ekalameima. What are you going to say there? You've got there's no shinui there that you shouldn't come to eat it. That's not a kasha too much because the ma'aser you can't eat. The moshe later you can't eat flour, and you can't eat these dried grains when they've been dried and not edible. So there's not shach to come to. I mean, it's not shach to eat these things. But when you're answering ma'ekalameima, what are you going to say about that? Holo kasha tchina brecha adiyat chazal masakan. That when you do tchina with chodosh, you have to make a shinui. You have to use a grinder which is a hand grinder, not a water grinder, which is the normal way to do it. So you've got the shinui there. That's a zeicher. Hakoda, which is sieving. When you sieve the flour, you do it al gav nofer. You basically turn the sieve upside down. So that's you've got. So chazal will be masakan. A shinui in the grinding and in the sieving, so you've either won't come to eat it. Okay, so add counter. So basically, we've answered the kasha at the moment. It's not going to last too long. What's the difference between chometz and chodesh? Is that chodesh got a zeicher? You've got something to remind you, so you won't come to eat it. Chometz, you haven't got that zeicher. The Gemara asks, Elahotnan, we've got a Mishnah which says, it says, Kotrim Beis HaShlochim, Sheva Mokim, Avolo Gochin. So you've got another Mishnah which says, you can even do Katsira on Chodosh, with a Kli, in the normal way. We just said a minute ago, you can't do Katsira before you do the Katsira of the Omer. The Omer has to be the first thing your coats are from the crops. And here you see a Mishnah here, you can do Katsira before you do the Katsira of the Omer. So that's not a problem, because there's two Pesukim. One Pesuk says you can't do Katsira before you do the Katsira of the Omer, and there's another Pesuk which says you can do Katsira before you do the Katsira of the Omer. And the difference is in the places. The place where you can, in theory, or Lechatchila even bring the tour for the Omer, and that sort of a place. And that sort of a place, you can't do Katsira. There, the Katsira has to be, the first Katsira has to be the Omer. But a place where you can't, where you're not going to bring Bechlau, the Omer from, that field is not subject to this halacha that you can't do Katsira, you can't do the Katsira before the Katsira is the Omer. There's two types of fields. One which you're going to bring the Korban Omer from, one which you're not going to bring the Korban Omer for. The one you're going to bring the Korban Omer from, you can't do Katsira in that sod there, in the normal way. And a field which you're not going to bring the Korban Omer for, you can do Katsira in the normal way. Akoponim, what do you see over here? This Mishnah, again, it's all chodosh, you can't eat it. Akoponim, what do we see? We've got a Mishnah that says, Kotrim Beis HaShlochim Sheva Mokim Avolo Gochin. You're allowed the Chatchila to take a sickle, whatever it is, and cut it in a normal way. And what's going to happen? You've got no Zecher, so you'll very easily pop it into your mouth. Right? So the Chara, and the Gemara says, Vukin Nok Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara seems to know over there, Menachos, where it is. This is for sure for Rabbi Yehuda. So Michael Lemaimus, so you see the hedge of Yehuda holds you have to be coated in the normal way, the tour. Afal P, you might put it into your mouth. So you see, he's not going, you might come to eat. So the teretz which rubber or rov, so the gives his rubber, which rubber brought the chara is not it doesn't suffice. We still have a steer between chometz and chodosh. We don't have a zecher for chodosh. You see, you can cut it in the normal way. You might pop it in your mouth, and there's no zecher. Elo. Oh, Abaya is not in different territory. Elom Abaya, no. Chodosh bodil minei. Chometz lo bodil minei. Chodosh, l'cho, you haven't eaten all year round. You haven't had it all year round, so you're separated from it to a certain extent. So you're less likely to come to eat it. Masha'enke, chometz, you've been eating all the day, every day up till now, right up to Erev Pesach, you've been eating chometz. So your rogel to eat chometz, then when you find the chometz, you're doing bedik, you'll pop it in your mouth, because you're rogel to eat it. So that's
that. Isn't chalosh grains?
Yeah.
Don't you eat grains all year round?
Yeah, I was wondering about this. How are you going to say to me they didn't have the grain? They only have one crop a year or something, so they haven't been eating this all year. Maybe these grains or the fresh tool which they cut. They don't have it maybe. Because the old stuff they had, they probably turned it into flour or whatever. So they're having this fresh stuff which you pop into your mouth, maybe they didn't have around. I wasn't sure. The Chassid wanted to say, Chagi Weasley wanted to sign that to me. Anyway, so Akoponim, that's the Gemara's answer. There you're bottled, but Chometz you're not bottled, so you might pop it into your mouth, you're rogel to eat it every day of the week, and even just up to now, before a Pesach, you've been eating it. Masha'en Kein, Chodosh, you're basically separated from it, so you won't so easily put it into your mouth. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda can allow us to do over here, a Katsira, in a normal way, and we're not worried to put it in your mouth and eat it. Masha'en Chometz, since you're rogel, you might come to eat it. Yeah. Let's see Rashi up to now for a second. Yes. So Rashi said on the Mishikor of Omer. That was the Mishnah we brought. The Mishikor of Omer. Bobu Yom Yotzim Motzim Shukah Yushalayim Meleim Kemach. When you go out and you'll find the Shukim Yushalayim, they're full of Kemach v'Koli. Kemach is the flour, and Koli is the grains. Minachodesh Limkor. The Kodim Yomtov is before Yomtov Niktav. And how was it processed? It must be processed before the time you're allowed to eat it. So they've been working with it during the time of we're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says, Shalom Brotzen Chachomim, what's that mean? The Iker Lemigze. Why is it Shalom Brotzen? Because there's what to make a gazelle here for. Do a makima askibe, when you're using it, you're osikid it, you're processing it, osin lemeche, you might come to eat it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Oh, Metel Shalom Etav Daloi, since the Katsira. Did I read the Gemara on this? Rabbi Yudai Matosla Tata Lo, or what's Jalo Tata? You only have to do with, you have to do it with the shinin, right? Yeah, I can explain this to the Kuda. Rabbi Yudai says, since they only allowed you to cut it with a shinin, basically, Shalo Tata Lo, Kitsira Kaderech, Kolashal, you can't cut it in the normal way, Elabi Yudayim, Kotfim, right? You have to do it with your hands. You have to cut it. Why? Because it's also to coat there lifnei omer. You can't do katsira before the omer. Dichsiv. Why not? Omer reishis katsirachem. The reishis katsirachem has to come from the is from the omer only. El hakohen shutchila katsira. So therefore, zochu huesa is the chodesh aydei shiri amayistav losu lemeifah. Since he has to do a shini, this wasn't a chachomim to cut it with a shini over here. This is an atoya to cut it with a shini. You can't do katsira. You can't do katsira before you do the omer. As we'll say in a minute, in the sod which you're going to, which you might bring from, which you shall have to bring for the omer from, you can't do katsira in that sod of bichlal. So therefore, you're forced into a shinui, and that will be the veicher. So you won't come to eat the chodosh. And that is more so about chinav ar kova. Shrei kemach tanina doy biadaim ubishetachnuhu virkiduhu eid the shinui hushom. When you grind the stuff and you sieve it, where's the shinui bichlal? Where's the mechal taser? You won't put it in his mouth. Where's the shinui? The more answers, v'shaninon tchino lo yitoch noisa brechaim. Didn't use brechaim shal mayim, which was the normal way to do it. Ela brechaim shal yab. It's the hand mill. To have his shinui the zikoron. That makes a shinui. And what about the nofal? Gabi nofal. Gabi that's on the sieve itself. And they used to sieve the chodosh. They used to turn the tzad ha-tachton. Turn upside down shal nofal. V'hotecha nofal ponos. Turn upside down. That's how he was mishtamish with it. Oh, but the Gemara, what about Ela Hod Snam? You got a Mishnah Benochah says, "Coach and Beisah Shlochem in Derech Chol Kodin Loimer." It says over there you're allowed to do the Katsira in a normal way in a Beisah Shlochem, v'shal Beisah Mokim as well. What's that? Tfuah Gedelo Bein Hamokim. Yeah, this Beisah Shlochem is a place where you have to water the field. There's a different sort of field. It doesn't grow from rainwater. You have to irrigate it, I think, or you have to water it, whatever. Anyway, the tool which was grew in the Bein HaMokim for time in the Farish Hosom. Now, Rashi did explain what we said a minute ago. Why are you allowed to do Katsira here and you couldn't do Katsira in the other places? It says Katsira Vevei Stem. It says you should do Katsira and then bring the Korban Omer. Almo mutalikso kodim laomer. You're allowed to. This first pasuk is mashma. You can do katsira on a normal way before you bring the omer. The kosav echod though. Another pasuk says no. Omer reishis katsira. The omer must be the first thing you cut. The mashma shu kodim the kol katsira before any katsira. Also on that little katsira. Okay, that can that be? Either you can do it before or you can't do it before. Make your mind up. So it's just like this. Mokum she'atam mevi omer. The place where you bring the omer from. Yata kotsa. You mustn't do katsira. Kodim lo. Okay. You can't bring the omer from, then you're at the kotel, then you can do the katsira. So before, depends where the place where the omer is coming. Depends on the sodas. Some sodas you can, some you can't. It's number perik kol korbanos. It says a maybe in solus the mincha lemebeis hazvolim lemebeis hashlochem lemebeis hamokim mitnei tfuah shalehem einu minat mufcha. So those fields where you're not to bring, where you don't bring the omer from those fields, there's a specific reason because it's inferior quality. You have to bring the best quality. So those sodas. To a certain extent, they're out, and you don't, you can't bring the omer from them. So you can do katsira in them in a normal way before the katsira omer. We just said that you're allowed to katsira the normal way. So where's the heker? Holeka osam shinuya do kotsim katoni ubemagul v'lo gozrinan. So we're not going there. We're not going to do osam lemeichul. And the ukmei lahik, and the problem is that Mishnah goes at Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're stuck. The Masechet Menachos, Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Midik Zoli Sefer Anshe Yericho Kotsrin. It says that the Anshe Yericho Kotsrin Lifnei HaOmer. V'lo Michu B'Yodam Chachomim. V'Amrinon, the Gemara says over there, Man Shomas Lei Da'omer Michu V'lo Michu. Who uses this terminology? Rabbi Yehuda. So the head is Rabbi Yehuda. So we got a steer. Rabbi Yehuda's not going to be Chodosh. So the Gemara answers, what's the terms of the steer? Chodosh Mivdo B'Dilei Minei. People separate themselves from Chodosh. Shari lo orgulu la oichlo kol hashom. They don't eat it all year round. Vein limudim lishot yad la oishit lifpim. So they're not rogged to put it in their mouth. So you won't come to eat it if you're handling it. Avo chometz limudin ein bekach kol hashom. Chometz should be all year round, every day of the week. So you'll easily pop it into your mouth even when you're doing a bedikas chometz. The Gemara's going to ask another question now, because Lechara, we left out one Nechudri. Lechara, we have a study of the steer of Yehudi, where the steer of Chachomim. Chachomim, they say, they're not wise, you might come to eat the Chomitz when you do Bedika. But on the other hand, they say, Bechoshish, you might eat the Chodosh when you're handling it. So in one place you see, Bechomitz, they're not Choshish, you might come to eat it. And by Chodosh, you're the wise, you might come to eat it. So we've got a steer of Chachomim themselves, which is what we're going to ask now. And Stumor says like this. Omar Rava, to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yukasha, to Rabbanu, to Rabbanu, lo kasha, you didn't have a kasha from Chachamim? It's like this, to Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha, because it shouldn't even answer the kasha, but the Rabbanu, we have a kasha one, right? It's a stira in what they hold. So to Rabbanu, to Rabbanu, nami lo kasha, even the Chachamim, we can answer up the stira from Chodesh to Chomitz. Why is that? It's part of the Sforah, Lachar, by Chomitz. Who asked from the Chazor of the Starfum? Mechel Kochum, his whole Asik here is to find the Chomitz, take it out and burn it and get rid of it. He's got an inbuilt decorum there the whole time. If a patient just come to eat it, he's not osik in working with comments. He's osik in getting rid of it. He knows what he's looking for, and he's got to look. He's looking for something which he has to destroy. So if a patient should put it in his mouth, it's an inbuilt decorum lachara. Rashi. The bottom drop low cash if it's meal. Let me shine. It's El Rabbi Yehuda. You only answered according to Rabbi Yehuda. The whole Rabbonin Nami Kasha. You've got Kasha with Chachom as well, the steer in their shitter, right? The Masnis in Logos Rina, Mishnah, they don't go, so you might come to eat it. The Hossam over there, by Chodosh, Ketonish, Shalobarots, and Chachomim. Right? The Mashma, the Gosa, so by Chodosh they won't go, and Chomet they won't go, so. Alright? The Mashma, the Gosa, Rabbi Meir. The Hubin Blade, Plukte, Dim Osa, the Mechel. Yeah, the problem is, it says Rabbi Meir. It doesn't say the tenor of the Mishnah is by us, by Chomitz, but it's Mistama Rabbi Meir because he's about Plukta Rabbi Yehuda, and you see Rabbi Meir appears in the Mishnah of Chodesh. So it's the same Rabbi Meir who says over here, you can't be osking Chodesh. You might come to eat it. It's the same Rabbi Meir who holds you are allowed to dikas Chomitz after the Zman of Israel. We're not worried you put it in your mouth and eat it. So that's the problem. So on that, the Gemara answers, Hoshit, who asked from the Chazal of the Sarfo? Even though normally anytime you're osik in things you mustn't eat, right? You shouldn't be osik in them because you might come to put it in your mouth and eat it. Hachava v'dikas chomets leke lemigze. Do atzmo kol osko zeh v'chomets eino ele mechazu ol of the starfo. Einecho zikoron le'isu gogul mezeh. His posha knows he's dealing with this. He's trying to destroy this thing. He knows how osra it is. So it's posha he won't come to eat it. Yeah, Mechel Kolochom, you know, but Tmiya? Yeah. I just saw one that's safe of the Bidam of Sternbuch. He says, you see from the Sugyas over here that you're not allowed to be Osik in Macholos Asurus, basically. You might come to eat them. There's all these factories where they produce food or whatever, and they take the Tumas and Maisa at the end. He says, it's not Besaylor, you might come to eat it. But he says, since I'm in Drabonim, maybe there's a Lochom to be Mechel. Then he leaves it Tzorich in a little bit. But they have this passage, you can't, and these sugyas, if you understand it properly, we're just skimming the surface a little bit, but it seems nobody holds the chatchila, you can be osik in any macholos asurus the chatchila. Here, the ikke heter in this sugya here, we didn't go into it, but it's because of hefsted, that's why you're allowed to work with chodosh. The hefsted is the heter, but stam to be work with macholos asurus, which is shak, but with shak come to eat, nobody allows the chatchila. Yeah. Okay. Now we're just going to divert for a second. Well, not divert really, but it's a side point. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi is going to come and answer the stira which you asked in the beginning, Rabbi Yehuda, in a different way. Ravashi Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. I haven't got kasha from Rabbi Yehuda. It's not fair. Why not? Kemach v'koli to none. It says in the Mishnah, kemach v'koli, flour and koli, which are things you can't eat. Right? It's not shaykh to eat them, so what's a shaykh to say you might come to eat the thing? You can't, they're not edible things. Right? And the more so, that's not, Rav Ashi was a bedusa, he never said it really, or, I think so, yeah. He never really said this over why, because what he said doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah might say, came up with koli, things you can't eat, in the state they are in the market, but how do they get to be in that state? They had to be processed when they were in a state when they could have been eaten. So what about you? So all the time until it was not able to be eaten, people were processing it, so they could have come to eat it. So the chashash of eating it was still there. So I just said, it's just the Gemara Sada just said, so we'll see more inside. He couldn't have said this. He didn't say this, rather. In the Mishnah, which from the parched corn where you can't eat it, and the flour, right? Meikora ad koli, before it got to that state where you can't eat it, Meikala Meima. Right? They could have definitely come to eat it in that stage. The chite, if you want to say that it was like they kicked off, there was a shinery in the harvesting, like Rava said to the Rava, and a kotzim beit shalach in shabbat. But how are you going to answer the other Mishnah? Kotzim beit shalach in shabbat mokim, hukim the Rabbi Yehuda, because there for sure there was no shinery bichlal, and you see it from mutter. So bikita. Just a side point, a bit of Rabbi Rashi. We're going to it. Rashi is a side point, because it's what he said couldn't be, and we remain. Rav Ashi Badusim. We might remain with the territory we had before. The Poshut territory of Yehuda is by Chomitz you not boil, you come to eat it. By Chodesh a person is boil and he won't come to eat it. That's the territory. That's the territory in Rabbi Yehuda.
What does
Badusim
mean?
Badusim means it was. It literally means it's like a lie, not a lie, it's not true or something like that. Pardon? Not mistake, it's Badoim is lie, liars. It's not true, something's not true. It means it's not true. But it wasn't true. He never said this, someone else said it b'shem him, but he couldn't have said this because it was impossible he could have said this because it's so openly a posh of the tolls, he couldn't have said this. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. But leave that, it's just a side point in the Gemara, it's not really kosher to the chat in the Gemara. So what have we got? So we've got Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chomish are not Bodil and the Chodesh you are Bodil, and what's that Chachomim? And Chachomim held they held by Chodesh you might come to eat it. They didn't hold that Svar of being Bodil or not Bodil. You still, since you're Osikim and Chodesh or Surish, you might come to eat it, but call it open. But Chomish is a special Svar that you're running around to get rid of it, you push it, you won't come to eat it. Let's go, okay. Oh, now what's going to happen? Kasha. So called Heichas Lo Bodil Minei Migozer Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry. So called Heichas Lo Bodil Minei Migozer Rabbi Yehuda. Because we can also make a case now of the Mishnah. There's a picture of this here. We've seen this picture. It's got the this receptacle, and you put the oil in the eggshell, and the oil comes down, right? There's a machlokes. Chomim say you can't use a candle like this on Shabbos, okay? And Rabbi Yehuda says you can, right? Why are you allowed to use this? Lachara, there's a chashash you'll take out from the, since you usually eat oil, right? You put in your salad and stuff. So here too, you'll just take straight out of the receptacle and use the oil. And if you do that, the problem is you're doing kibbutz, you're putting out the fire. It diminishes the strength of the candle when you take the oil out. So you might come to kibbutz. And this Mishnah will see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go over here. Even though you don't separate yourself from oil, use oil all the time. Because we said the Sforim of Yehuda was, by Chomets, you're not bodil. By Chodosh, you are bodil. And here you see by oil, which you're not bodil from, you use it all the time. And even so, he doesn't make the gezeirah. You might come to take this oil from the lamb. So let's see the Mishnah inside. Well, to Namlo, Yikov, Odom, Shifo, Ferish, Shob, Beitzah. You're supposed to make a hole in an eggshell, basically, and fill it out with oil. Put it in on the side of the Nair. Bishvil shetem and a tefes, and it's going to drip in, right? And afilu shecheres, even if it's cheres, earthenware, right? Most of the chiddush is that because cheres is more moles, and you'd think the person wouldn't want to take the oil from that. Afilu came. Tanakama says you can't do this because I'm wise. You're going to take the oil from the receptacle and put it on and eat it or use it, right? And Rabbi Yehuda mati. And suddenly Rabbi Yehuda's mati. He's not wise. Even though you shemin, you're osik and shemin all year round. You eat it every day of the week, basically. And you'll do it on Shabbos as well, you'll take it straight out of the receptacle. So why wasn't the gozer over here like Chachomim not to have one of these sort of neiros? Or some more answers in another territory, Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Mishim Chumud is Shabbos Mivdu Bedile. Shabbos itself is a svora. That a svora on Shabbos, a person is because of the chumra of Shabbos, a person separates himself from Malacha, so he's more aware. He's more aware of himself, and he won't come to the Issa. He won't. Poshut won't come to take from the oil because he's more aware of himself. The Chumash Shabbos gives him alerts him, basically. And Chachomim will wide, you might take the oil from the receptacle, right? And what's the chat? And by Chomis they work, because once again, by Shabbos you might take the oil from Chachomim because basically you're not bothered from it to a certain extent. And Masha'en came by Chomitz, where they won't go, is because we've got that strong sforah that since you're running around to get rid of it, you possibly won't come to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda is, so he squared Rabbi Yehuda away with all these gazeras. So Shabbos, the special sforah by Shabbos, it's very Chomitz, you separate yourself from things that even if you're not bothered from those things, you won't come to the Issa because of the Chomitz of Shabbos. And by Chodosh, you've got the fact you're bothered from it, Memele, you won't come to eat it. Okay, that was another kasha. Romi the Shabbos of Shabbos. Now the most steer from Shabbos on Shabbos. What's the steer going to be? Yeah, the sign. This week is brighter. It's got brighter. The sign is Hevel Deli. You've got the rope of a bucket shenifta which broke. Right? What's that locha? Lo yehi koishro ela omvo. Tanakama says you can't tie the knot back, you can't tie it back together, two ends of the string, because you'll mistama leave it there forever and you'll make a keshikayom, and that's a malacha deraisa. Ella, what can you do? You have to own, but you can make a bow, right? So you see, they weren't goiza making a bow, because you might make a kesha. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Huda Omer, korech lo pundak or piskio. He says, what you have to do, you have to take a punda, which is basically it's sort of a belt, it's a clothing, or a piskio, or that's another item of clothing, you put around your leg or something, and that's what you can use that. Or vavachlo yanvenu, use that or that. Master chat here, the positive chat is punduk piskio means you can make a knot with a punduk piskio because you won't leave it. Or vavachlo yanvenu, but as long as you don't yanvenu is going back on the rope, right? Because a rope, the problem with a rope is that you'll probably leave it there. If you take something which is a piece of clothing, you're not going to mavafle it to the bucket. You're going to take it off some other point in time. So it will never stay there on a permanent basis. Mashiach, in a rope, if you make a knot in a rope, you'll miss some and leave it there on a permanent basis. So Akoponim, Tanakam, what do you see from here? Tanakam is not goiza making a knot, making a bow, because you might make a knot, and you see, In Rabbi Huda says, "Vavadshli Yanvenu, you mustn't make a bow here. Even in this rope, you mustn't make a bow. Even, okay. So what do you see? Kasha to Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, what do we see? Rabbi Huda now has been gozer on Shabbos. What about? He just said a minute ago, everyone's so careful on Shabbos because of the chumrah of Shabbos, so they won't come to do a malacha because he said, he won't take the shemen out of the receptacle because you know it's Shabbos. So why all of a sudden does he not let us make a bow? Because you might make a knot. It's Shabbos. No, there's a chumrah of Shabbos. Who's going to make a knot on Shabbos? You know it's Shabbos. You've got the zeifa of Shabbos in your head, so you won't come to a malacha. So why is he being machmir all of a sudden by Shabbos? Punkt all of a sudden is being machmir by Shabbos. So we've got Kashan Rabbi Yehuda, and Kashan Rabban, because Rabban would turn the other way around. Here, before they were machmir by Shabbos by the oil in the receptacle, and now they're being machmir. They were machmir by the oil in the receptacle. Now they're being makel over here in the case of the knot. They're not wired for you to make a bow. You can make a bow because they're not wired, you make a knot. But no, they were machmir by Shabbos, now they're being makel. So everybody's doing the opposite from what they were doing in the previous Mishnah. That's what I mean, like kash from Shabbos to Shabbos. Moses is low kash, it's not shver. Shem v'shem in michlif. When it comes to oil, you're michlif. And even shiva lo michlif. Since you're rogel eating shemen all year round, so that's an easy action to come and take the shemen from the receptacle. But to go from a bow to making a knot, a person wouldn't get mixed up with that. That's poshut v'chachomim. And what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, it's not shver either. Why not? He was making the Mishnah by Shemin. You know why? Because he's not because of the Chumrah of Shabbos. But over here, by making a bow, time with Rabbi Yehuda, lavishim de gozra nivo to kashir. We thought in the Havamina that Rabbi Yehuda was gozer making a knot, or making a bow, because you make a bow, you might make a knot. That wasn't the pshat. And I'm shenuksova nivo gufa kashirahi. Rabbi Yehuda held that making a bow is basically a knot. That is, a bow is a knot, the theory of Rabbi Yehuda. So if you tie the two ends of the rope together, with a bow, that is called making a knot on Shabbos. So it's not a gzeir or being or he's still makel by Shabbos the gabi gzeiras because the person will be careful. But here, the reason why he says you can't make a bow over here is because it's poshut, it's called a knot. So it's a different machlokas. We thought the machlokas was in gzeira drabons over here in this bride. So the pshat is not. The machlokas are goof in melachos deraisa. Rav Yehuda holds a bow is a knot, a chomi holds a bow is a bow, not a knot. So we've answered that one up. Verami drabonim drabonim. Now we're going to ask a kasha on the rabbonim drabonim. A steer in what we just said. Rabbonim a minute said that they were. Said you're allowed. We just said a minute ago in Chachamim they weren't gozer to make a bow because you might make a knot. Right, there's no gezeiras there. If you make a bow, you might make a knot. They weren't choshed for that. Now we're going to have a steer in that. Verami drabonim drabonim. This nam kosher and deliver piskio. Once again, I'm talking about inside this. But oh, there's a picture here actually. There's a bucket and there's a piskio again. So it says like this. The mission says like this. Romi rabbonim drabonim. Now kosherin deliver piskio. You're allowed to make a knot. A knot here we're talking about, but not a bow. With the piskia to the lee, right? The piskia is this beggar. This what's it? I think it's the hollow belt. No, so it's a sort of a garment. Yeah, it's a strap. Some sort of the piskia looks like a strap. It's a sort of a garment, right? And you're allowed to do that. I will love the chevel. Why are you allowed to do that? Because you're not going to leave it there. It's not shayach keshikayom because you're not going to leave it. The keshikayom is only when you're going to leave it there eternally. Here, this, you need the belt, you need the garment, so you're going to take it off the belt, or you're going to take it off the bucket very shortly. So it's very temporal. So there's no, so it's not keshikayoma. So therefore you're allowed to do a piskia. Well, over chevel you can't, because chevel, mistom you'll leave there forever. And that's a proper keshe. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda's Mekel. So the Gemara goes into this, the Chara. Because when we read the Mishnah, and that's what goes into this. What chevel are we talking about over here? Chevel demai. What sort of chevel are we talking about? If you want to say it's chevel diam or the regular rope, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Keshu Kayomahu, the Vade Osi Liftule. If it's a proper rope, how can Rabbi Yehuda tell us you're allowed to tie this bucket on Shabbos with a regular rope? You're going to leave it there forever. That's Mamish Keshu Kayoma. Elop Shita, we're talking about Gardi. It's rope of a tailor, right? And it's not good. It's not very good for tying buckets. This thing, so it won't stay. It's going to be very temporal. So it's poshut. There's no issue here of kesher. Okay. So why the chomim machmir over here? There's no problem of kesher. Why didn't they let you use this chevel? It's not proper chevel, which you'll come to an issa Torah with. It's chevel de gadi, which is not issa Torah. There's no issa to it. It's no shayv kesher kayoma. And you see, the gozer rabbon, chevel de gadi, otu chevel de alma. You see, chachomim gozer, this chevel of gadi, otu chevel de alma. So you see, they're choshish that if we let you use the chevel de gadi, you might come to use the regular rope and make it proper kesher kayama and leave it there eternally. And you'll come to this of their eyesa. So you see, they were gozer here. Before they weren't gozer on making a bow. See, the story is like this. We see before, when you make a bow, they weren't gozer. If you make a bow, you might make a knot. They weren't worried for that. But here, all of a sudden, they're gozer. If you use this chevel de gadi, you might come to use the proper rope. So it's a steer in Chachomim. On that, the Gemara answers, chevel be chevel michlev. Yeah. Chevel be chevel. Use one chevel, use another chevel. A person won't. What's the word?
Mixed up.
There's a better word in English than that. Distinguish, that's it. He won't distinguish between the two ropes. If you let me use this, I'll use that as well. Right? But a rope's a rope's rope, basically, at the end of the day. It's all rope. So if you use that, I'll use that. Mashayim, b'kshira, a bow and a knot are two worlds apart, and you won't michlif there. And you won't come to michlif.